Bible, 855-90-BIBLE.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on this Thanksgiving Day. Boy, bright kind of sunshine. I like that. We're having a lot of fun here with us. And in the studio today with us, we have Amber and Elizabeth, and we're going to be talking about a special toy run. Amber, you've been doing this for a little bit now, haven't we?
Yeah, this is our 33rd year.
Wow.
And I personally have been helping with it since the fourth year in 1990.
Oh, my.
And so I've been with it for quite a while.
Now, this is really something else. And, of course, Elizabeth, you're out helping, too. You do this every year, don't you?
For a little bit, yeah.
For a little bit. But, yeah, fun. You got the shirt, man. You're ready to go. I can tell. Now, we're going to do this on Saturday, December 5th. And we've been doing this a good long time. It's a fine tradition, but this year with COVID-19, I understand we're going to do this just a little bit differently.
Yeah, just a little bit different. We're actually not going to have a parade this year.
And we're going to miss it right down the boulevard. It always goes right by the radio station.
Right by the studio. But to help reduce the exposure of the gather beforehand, we decided not to do the parade. Normally, we also give the riders a free meal at the Salvation Army at the end. And so, unfortunately, we're not going to be doing that either. But we are still doing the toy collection at the Big Lots, Dollar General Arby's parking lot. We will be there. Masked Santa will be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And, of course, especially with so many families impacted with COVID and jobs and everything, the toy collection this year is so important.
It is, and we want to make sure that everyone has a good and joyous Christmas. I understand we've got the Salvation Army truck all ready to be loaded. And Elizabeth, I imagine you probably put a few toys on there yourself or helped people do that, haven't you, in the past?
Not really.
I mean,
they've helped people put stuff on the truck, but I haven't really put stuff on the truck myself.
Oh, okay. You help them. Okay. You're a good assistant there. And you let everybody know where to go and how to do things. So, again, this is going to be at the parking lot, Frank Phillips Boulevard by Arby's Dollar General, the great big parking lot. We can fit a lot of people in there. But this year, once again, we're just going to drop them off in the truck, and we're not going to have the parade because of COVID.
Right, and collection there, and we'll be there normally. You know, we're just there from about noon to when the parade takes off at 2, but we're actually going to be there early.
Oh.
We're going to be there at 10, and we had an issue come up with our shirt vendor, because normally we sell T-shirts, and the proceeds go to buy more toys to fulfill anything that the Angel Tree was not able to be filled. And so we have a new vendor. The print shop is helping us out and doing our T-shirts this year. But we will not have them until, I think, the 14th of December. So we will be taking orders and delivering those T-shirts later.
Well, that's good, right in time for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, definitely get them before Christmas.
And these are really nice. And once again, the T-shirts are $15, and you can get them right there as you make your donation. Or they can contact you, I guess, too.
Yeah, they can definitely give me a call to let me know if you want one beforehand, or let us know, order and pay at the toy collection, and we will get those delivered out sometime after the 14th of December.
Now, you've been doing this for most of these years of the 33rd Annual Motorcycle Toy Run. We've got a history. How did this all get started? Do you recall?
Oh, definitely. My aunt started it.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. Marty Halter, she was going to toy runs for, you know, a couple of years in Tulsa and in Wichita. And she figured that Bartlesville was big enough not only to support a toy run, but that the kids here needed some help in that area. And so she's been working with the Salvation Army from the beginning. to help, and the toys stay here in Bartlesville, in the Bartlesville area.
That's wonderful. And of course, you know, this year, you mentioned this earlier, with folks, not everybody has a job because of COVID-19, and jobs have been interrupted, lives have been interrupted, and this is going to be a different kind of Christmas for folks, maybe for the first time. And it doesn't mean that it has to be diminished.
No, no, it, you know, school is different, work is different, and life is different in general right now. Hardships, even if you're not directly impacted, you're still impacted. And so I think that this year, to give a little sense of normalcy on Christmas to kids is the least that we all can do. Make sure that they still have something under the tree on Christmas.
Oh, indeed. Once again, this is the 33rd annual Bartlesville Motorcycle Toy Run. Let's keep this fine tradition going. Amber is here with us, along with Elizabeth, to help tell us about it. And again, helping out our area kids. And we're going to have the Salvation Army box truck in the parking lot there on Frank Phillips Boulevard near Arby's and Dollar General, that great big hunk of asphalt there. We got plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
The only thing missing is the motorcycle parade, and that's because of the COVID and, of course, the meal afterwards. But next year, I got a feeling we'll be back to normal and ripping and roaring and having fun and revving up those motors.
Absolutely, and I'm looking, hoping that next year we break the 400 bike mark.
Oh my goodness sakes! You know, I saw that for the first time last year. I was up here at the radio station on that Saturday, and somebody says, "Well, what's that?" I said, "That's the motorcycle toy run we've been talking about all week." And they said, "Wow, that's pretty cool," because we had bikes of about every make and model. We even had a couple of ones that were rather vintage, and those were pretty cool.
Yeah, the you know, you get choppers and you
from
know
back
they,
in the 70s
they,
yeah
oh yeah they have to be street legal
oh yeah
but you know, you get trikes and vintage, and we count, normally we count both bikes and riders, because a lot of people will be riding double. And not only that, I love seeing the people line the streets for it, because it's something that goes so beyond the biker community. This touches everybody.
It does. It gets the community right where it lives. And it's a thrill, and it's an excitement. The little ones really like watching that, too. It's like, wow, because they might see a motorcycle or two on any given day, but they don't see 300 or 400 coming flying down the road at 30 miles an hour.
And so I do the count every year. Oh, yeah. And so I usually come right here near the studio.
Yeah.
It's a good hill for me to count. And there's usually just plenty of people, and you can just see the kids so excited. And I love it when one just starts jumping up and down and screaming, "They're coming!" Because you can hear them well before you see them.
Oh, man, that is really something else. So once again, we want you to be there on Saturday the 5th, this year at 10 a.m., correct?
Right, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And this is where you can make your donation of an unwrapped toy, right?
Right, an unwrapped toy, and basically any age range, because all kids need them.
Yeah, we do, especially this year more than ever. And this helps out with the Salvation Army. In fact, you can't miss it. The Salvation Army box truck is going to be the central focus, along with Santa Claus with a mask. The Masked Santa.
Yes, Masked Santa.
And everything's going to be done safely, so you don't have to worry about too much. You're going to be spaced out fine. And this is all about the giving. This is all about the sharing under probably the most unusual conditions I think I've ever seen in my years on this earth, and that's been quite a few.
Right. It was a difficult decision to decide to not do the actual run itself. But there was one other year that we had a blizzard, and out of 33 years, this is only the second year we haven't had the parade. And not only the bikers, but the whole community stepped forward to make sure that kids still had toys during that blizzard year. So I think they're going to do the same thing this year.
Wow.
Give what you can, and our donors, have stepped up to make sure that things are covered, even though there's not going to be the parade and everything. But if Elizabeth could go ahead and just read off the
donors.
All right, so we have No Limit Power Sports, GH Masonry, Oglesby Assembly of God, Lonnie Holscher Farms, Don Cabin Services, Bartlesville Police Services, Reserves, Bartlesville Cycle Sports, Faith Riders, Beck Street Bikes, Accounts by Jana, Coachworks Paint and Body, Carolyn's Doghouse, Paul's Wrecker, Evans Nursery, The Radio Services, Super 6 Haircuts, Truett's Brake and Alignment, Westside Paint and Body, American Air Conditioning and Heat, In Memory of Beckett Hope Borio, In Memory of Cotton, Moxie on 2nd, Humble Roads, a Biker Church and Priesthood, Rainey's Custom Butchering.
Wow, that list gets longer every year. I love that.
It does. Carolyn's Doghouse is one of our new sponsors this year.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Enjoying the fun, and here's hoping for a nice couple of decades of a run like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Wonderful.
But, again, this is coming up on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 10 a.m. out there at the Arby's parking lot off Frank Phillips. It is the 33rd annual Bartlesville Motorcycle Toy Run. And Amber and Elizabeth, thank you both very much for being a part of our Thanksgiving, as you guys are every year.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
Nice tradition we got going on here.
It is. It is. It's a good way to start the day and go home and throw the turkey in.
There we go. All right. We've got more coming up. Stay tuned to K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
When Israel was wandering in the wilderness lost, they so displeased God that he sent serpents by the thousands among them. Their painful suffering could only be relieved in the way God provided. He told Moses to make a serpent out of brass and to put it upon a pole in the middle of the camp. Then he promised that all those who looked at the serpent would be healed. Now we are told that Christ has been lifted up to cure all the world of its sin. We sin as Israel sinned. We are lost as Israel was lost. We're going to die in sin unless we get relief. We cannot cure ourselves, but God has lifted up Jesus, and all who look to him and obey him may be cleansed. What would have happened to the Israelites if they had refused to look upon the brass serpent? What will happen to us if we refuse to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.
Bartlesville Radio's Green Country Christmas is underway.
Shop the store with a green tree on the door. Receive a green numbered ticket just for asking, and get another ticket for every $10 you spend.
Listen for daily ticket numbers drawn for daily prizes.
The grand prize drawing will be Tuesday, December 22nd.
You could win $5,000 cash from us, 2 round-trip Southwest airline tickets anywhere in the continental U.S. from Spears Travel.
Set of tires, detail and alignment from Dunge's Family of Autos.
A recline from Bob Loftus Furniture. 12 AAA membership packages from Paul's Wrecker. 2 $250 Visa gift cards from American Heritage Bank. 2 $250 gift certificates from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry.
Tickets available at
Pinnacle Design, Price Tower, RCB Bank, Regent Bank Bartlesville, Sand Creek Designs.
Shop any of these local businesses and start collecting those tickets.
Be in the green this year. Green Country Christmas from K1, KYFM, KREE, KPGM Radio.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to our best bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Well, in the spring, out of the woods walks an Indian named Squanto.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Eric Metaxas recounts a Thanksgiving miracle.
And he speaks perfect English. Imagine.